This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Open the phones, as always, to kick off the second hour of the program. The number, join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We're talking a little bit at the beginning of the show about how Democrats are being advised by polling and public relations firm to ease up, to claim COVID as a win and focus on other things, basically, to, essentially say, call it a day. Don't keep pushing these restrictions. Americans are getting sick of it, and you could lose in November if you keep on looking like a tyrant, basically. That sums up what they were told. And then we actually had a gentleman call in from, allegedly calling from Ukraine. We've had a couple people calling in over the last week from Ukraine. They're calling from Ukraine phone numbers.
Yeah, it looks like it. I looked over while he was calling, and I was like, that phone number looks like it's like 15 digits.
Yeah, it was lengthy. It starts with 380, which is the Ukraine calling code.
Mm-hmm.
Are they actually calling from Ukraine? I don't know.
He sounds like it.
He sounds like it. Prior to his call, the lady that we had called before, her name was Galina. She had said she lives in Kharkiv, which is the second largest city in Ukraine. And she had said as of Monday that she had yet to actually witness any fighting, that there was not, you know, Russian troops in the streets. Of course, it was on that same day they were saying that city was being bombed. But she says she heard explosions coming from what she thought was outside of the city. Might have been, like, military targets or whatever.
She said she hadn't seen a tank roll around or anything.
No Russian troops. She had not seen that. This gentleman who did just call in a moment ago, Oleksandr, he said that he is in the defense force, the military. There was a language barrier, so I couldn't get him to answer or understand the question of, well, were you in the defense force before?
Yeah, I wanted to ask him, was he part of the mobilization? Because that's what they call the draft, but there was just too much going on in the conversation.
Oh, is that their name for it there?
Yeah, they call the draft the mobilization.
He seemed like he hadn't previously been in the military, but I don't want to make that assumption.
That.
Yeah, it's kind of like the gist I got, but I'm not positive.
He's the first person I've heard say, we've been in a war with Russia since 2014.
That is what he said. Yeah.
He said they've been invading us since 2014, or since 8 years ago. Or
now,
whatever.
The Russians, of course, would say differently. They would say that they are
took
defending
Crimea. Yeah,
yeah, that Crimea came back, and that the other two areas, the Donbas provinces,
Luhansk,
thank you, and Donetsk, that they have declared independence, and it's been the Ukrainian government who's been attacking Luhansk and Donetsk over the last 6 or 7 years.
But we know both governments are lying about at least one or two things.
Yeah, it's interesting hearing from people that are actually in Ukraine. That's one thing I really enjoy about this show, being open phones and live. We can take calls from anywhere on the planet. So if you want to join us, the number 603-283-6160.
And it seems like I didn't want to argue with the guy when he's the one in Ukraine. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to sound like we were arguing with him or something, but at the same time, I just can't let feelings override, like, the truth. And the truth is I've seen people who are Russian going out and protesting and going on their social media, their YouTubes, their channels, and saying, I'm Russian and I don't support this and none of my friends do. So I'm not going to just let him say that, oh, well, what I heard was that none of all the Russians hate us and all of them want us to die.
Yeah, that's just war propaganda.
Yeah, it's just propaganda that he was affected by.
That's typical, right? Mm-hmm. You know, from his point in Ukraine, most of what he's hearing is probably going to be that all of the Russians are like that. They're all, they all want this war. They're all
those dirty Ruskies.
Yeah, and
whatever.
That's kind of just typical of what it's like to be on the other side of a war. You know, that's the propaganda your country is going to be feeding you, and that's the talk that you're going to hear around town, right?
And I'm sure it's what, like, almost everyone believed in America during the
World
Red
War II.
Scare.
Absolutely. People still think that, right?
Well, and the difference is now that, and they do have internet in Ukraine, so he could see the very same things that you and I have seen. Those videos are available to him. They have not shut off the internet connection, but he's not looking for it. And if he's out fighting every day, then you can't blame him for not having the time to...
Yeah, his power down maybe, too. That could be a possibility. Really sure what his situation is.
I was thinking that if he's in the military, that might be why he's seen actual fighting and Galina hasn't.
Sure.
Because she's not in the military, so she might just... And not be where it is.
The Russians are claiming that they're going after military targets. Now, the Western media is saying that's not true. The Western media is saying they're just bombing neighborhoods and, you know, bombing innocent people. But let's get into a little bit about this situation since Alexander brought it up. There's, of course, the RT, which is being banned across Europe. We covered that over the last couple of days, how Instagram and YouTube and Facebook and other major companies like that are prohibiting Europeans from accessing RT because the European Union has determined that thou shalt not read RT, which is Russia Today. And, yes, it's funded by the Russian government, so you know what you're getting. Thankfully, we have the ability to read their commentary, and I like to share it because they don't want you to hear it. So, interesting development from the Russian side of things here. They actually admitted what it was that we mentioned that they were allegedly doing. So Western media had reported that the Russian government had taken off the air a couple of independent journalists or independent press outlets in Russia. Because we had said the other day on the air that most of the television news reporting in Russia is just state propaganda. But apparently there actually is a TV station called RAIN, also known as Dozd in Russian, that existed. They still exist. They've just been taken down or restricted, I guess, within Russia, as well as Echo of Moscow, which is a radio station. So these are independently operated media entities there. The Russian propaganda channel, RT, is actually admitting this. So they're not trying to cover this up, which is interesting. I mean, I'm still against what they're doing to these people, but at least they are reporting on their own takedown of this media. They're not trying to hide that. So here's their own story about it. Headline, Russia restricts liberal media outlets by RT. Russia has demanded the country's media regulator pull two popular liberal press outlets off the air due to their coverage of Moscow's military operation in Ukraine.
I wonder what they mean by liberal.
Good question. On Tuesday, the General Prosecutor's Office ordered Roskomnadzor, which is their FCC, I think, to restrict access to the Echo of Moscow's radio station and TV channel RAIN for their alleged spread of false information in relation to the actions of Russia's armed forces in the Eastern European nation. Television channel RAIN, known as Dozd, D-O-Z-H-D in Russian, has been designated as a foreign agent due to its links to overseas funding. Now, if that sounds like shocking or whatever, the exact same thing has happened to RT here in the United States. So if you go to YouTube, for instance, and you pull up RT's channel, which you can't do if you're in Europe, but if you're here in the U.S., you still can, it has a notice on it that tells you that this is a foreign, you know, agent, basically. This is funded by the Russian government, and the U.S. federal government has forced RT to register as what's called a foreign agent. So The exact same thing has happened here in the United States as far as foreign agency is concerned. Echo of Moscow is indirectly state-owned by the Gazprom media conglomerate. The General Prosecutor's Office also accused the two agencies of calling for violence against Russian citizens, as well as encouraging violations of public order by urging participation in mass demonstrations against the military action.
Wow. Do they give any examples of them calling for violence against the Russian people? What would that mean?
No, they don't specify here in this story.
I wonder if they're just lying or exaggerating, because if they're, I don't know, if you want to sell your TV station, why would you say, hey, go kill Russians when you're talking to Russians? That just doesn't make sense.
Well, you know, it might have been somebody who was on the air who went a little too far with what they were saying. Maybe they got a little caught up in the moment. Who knows? We can't speculate. We weren't there. We didn't hear the broadcast.
I'm just saying that's interesting that they're saying they did this and they did that, but they're not giving any examples.
True. And again, it is RT, so it's the Russian media. But that said, they do say that their liberal journalist, Alexei Venediktov, hit out at the decision, arguing that, quote, these claims are not supported by any examples or evidence. He insisted that they are groundless and offensive to journalists and Russian citizens. So at least they printed the opposition's opinion. This is state media.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Here, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. 760 in the studio with you. You've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
And don't forget, you can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. And you can join our social media platform at social.freetalklive.com. It's a Mastodon-based platform, which means it's open source, means it's self-hosted. And self-hosted means we're running the server, not some big mega tech company that is going to tell you you can't support Russia or Ukraine or you can't say things that are offensive. Please go to social.freetalklive.com. Share your opinions there. That's social.freetalklive.com. As we continue here with the targeted takedown of a couple of one radio station and one television station, liberal stations, as they are being described here in Russian state media at RT.com, which to their credit is number one, even reporting on the takedowns, but number two, actually talks to the opposition. They actually interview the editor-in-chief of the radio station, which is called Echo of Moscow. That has now been, quote-unquote, restricted, according to the Roskomnadzor, which I presume is their version of the FCC here in the United States.
Restricted, but they're still allowed to broadcast?
Well, that's not clear. I presume their broadcasts have been shut off, but when I went to the RAIN television station, it's DOZHD in Russia, I went to their website. It's still there. So they haven't taken their internet presences down at the very least, unless they blocked them only in Russia. So it's hard to really know for sure. But at least their web servers are still up and operating. And their editor-in-chief, Alexei Venediktov, spoke to RT, and they published his statements here, saying that the claims aren't supported by examples or evidence, and they are groundless and offensive to journalists and Russian citizens. He also promised to challenge the order in court. He said, quote, "We see a political component in this, as well as the introduction of censorship, which is directly prohibited, believe it or not, prohibited by the Constitution of the Russian Federation." So even though Russia is by no means considered one of the top, not even the top 50 freest countries. If you go and you look at the charts out there, I think it's at like in the 80s or something like that. It's, you know, it's kind of mid-pack when it comes to the world as far as economic and personal freedoms. But apparently in their constitution, you still can't have censorship.
Yeah, well, look how great their constitution has been.
Well, I mean, no constitution. I mean, ours sucks too,
but,
right?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. The constitutions don't work.
But at the very least, if it's in there, it does give you a basis for a lawsuit. Of course, that's not going to help him get back on the air until the court hears the case, which, you know, maybe that's going to be a year later after all this is said and done. Unless, of course, the U.S. and the European Union get their way. I don't know if you guys saw the headline today that they're expecting that the war in Ukraine could last 10 to 20 years.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. And how can they even predict that?
I think that's what they want.
Well, yeah, they're like just manifesting this. It's like Afghanistan, like us, you know, it's just another 20 years.
20 years
somewhere.
Of payments to the military industrial complex and their buddies.
I feel like in 20 years, the Russians would just destroy the Ukrainians. They're already losing, right?
Yeah, well, wars tend to go pretty fast. I mean, all things considered, as long as they're not like a world war that just goes on for years. Like, as soon as Russia takes over the military apparatus in Ukraine, the war is over. Now, there may still be, you know, occupational-related issues of day-to-day suicide bombers or whatever other stuff they've got to deal with. But as far as a war is concerned, wars are traditionally a uniformed group of men versus another uniformed group of men. And when one uniformed group of men is, you know, worn down to the point where they can no longer fight, the war's over.
I feel like wars haven't really been that way in a long time, though.
Yeah.
Now it's...
It's different now.
Yeah.
Now it's a social media war.
Well,
like.
I don't know what's going on in Yemen.
Me neither.
There's a war going on there every day that nobody has freaked out about, like they're freaking out about Ukraine, and I really don't know anything about it. It, like, literally, it's one of those things I have a block in my mind about. If I even start to think about it, I'm just like, I don't even know where to begin to get good information on it, so it's almost like I don't want to think about it, which sucks. But that's why I'm just against all war. Period.
Finally, the U.S.-based Committee to Protect Journalists criticized the measures against the outlets, arguing that, quote, Russian authorities should allow Echo of Moscow, Dozhd TV, and all other news outlets to work freely and should refrain from restricting access to social media platforms. The organization, however, did not condemn the ban of other Russian media, namely RT and Sputnik, in the EU earlier this week. Brussels claimed these two outlets are state-sponsored propaganda and promised measures to limit their access across the EU. Vladimir Putin ordered the offensive into Ukraine last Thursday's... well, we know why they did that, because, again, of the breakaway republics, he supposedly is just defending them. So I thought that was an interesting story because it did present both sides, and that's what journalism is supposed to do. If there's more than one side to a particular controversy, a good journalist is supposed to go to that other side, get their opinion, go to both sides, get their opinion, and publish it. And whether you like RT or not, that's exactly what they did in this particular story. So kudos to them for that. There's actually another really interesting piece. We're not going to get to it tonight, but it's on my show prep, you know, list for whenever. It's more of a an evergreen kind of piece, but it's all about the World Economic Forum. So RT, it's more of an opinion piece, because they do also have columnists at RT, so this is an opinion piece that is critical of the World Economic Forum. So they actually have some really good coverage over there at RT. But if you want to weigh in, you can. Sarah's on the line in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Sarah.
Oh, yes. I do agree with there's a lot of people saying that the President Biden's sanctions are probably worthless, and it's not enough to encourage Russians from, you know, continuing their attack. And I am in agreement, but...
Well, when have sanctions ever stopped a country from attacking another country?
Especially, they're saying that the effects are going to, you know, really affect them a couple of years from now. Whatever the...
No, they're affecting people right now. There are people in Russia who cannot, I don't know if you're saying this on the air, Bonnie, but they can't get paid.
Yeah, there's a YouTuber that's from Russia, and he's been posting about how him and all the Russians he knows are against the war, and I went to go check on him just now because I was like, wow, I wonder if he got arrested or something. And the last thing he posted was 4 hours ago saying the economy is doing really bad there, and the banks aren't letting him, like, get his money out of YouTube.
YouTube can't even send it to the bank.
It is pretty bad. But, you know something, but the Dan Bongino, that guy, and a lot of people are saying it's not good enough. You know what I mean? It's not bad enough.
They're saying they want more sanctions. They want more intense, more restrictive sanctions.
So basically,
yeah,
they're just saying that, but they're basically saying Biden is very weak, and this would have not happened when we have Donald Trump. They would not invade it. But the thing about it is, but it's obvious to me because the Democratic Party, they call it the communist Kamala Harris, right? They've always been accusing the Democratic Party of being a socialist, and which I'm in agreement with. The Democratic Party is a socialist party, which is related to communist party.
Well, that much we can agree on. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah.
I think what she was saying was that Biden doesn't want to hurt Russia that bad, but one thing I think she's confused about is Biden launders his money through Ukraine, so why wouldn't he want to defend them?
That's a good point. There's more coming up here. It's
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
With the war continuing in Ukraine and the Russians' convoy getting close to Kyiv, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken still believes the Russians do not intend to use nuclear weapons.
Russia and the United States have long agreed that the actual use of nuclear weapons would be devastating and have devastating consequences for the entire world. And as we've stated many times, including earlier this year, following the meeting between President Biden and President Putin in Geneva, both of our countries have stated that a nuclear war cannot be won and must never be fought.
The White House outlined a new strategy for the next phase of handling the pandemic, a roadmap for living with COVID. The National COVID-19 Preparedness Plan includes a test-to-treat approach, which involves allowing pharmacists to issue prescriptions on the spot for people who test positive. This is USA Radio News. Texas has made its decision on who will run for governor in November.
Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott won his party's nomination on Tuesday to seek a third term in office. This sets up a November contest with Democratic former Congressman Beto O'Rourke. The two won their party primaries as the state held the first primary contest of the 2022 midterm elections. Texas primary voters also selected their party's nominees on Tuesday for the U.S. House of Representatives and other statewide offices. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Fitbit is now recalling about 1.7 million iconic smartwatches sold globally because the fitness product's lithium-ion battery can overheat, posing a burn hazard, according to the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission. About 1 million of the recalled smartwatches were sold in the U.S. at retailers including Best Buy, Kohl's, and Target, as well as online at Amazon.com from September 2017 through December 2021. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open. You can join the show. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio here with you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
We're going to go back into your phone calls and thoughts. And coming up, Nikki, you've got a story about a national park conspiracy?
I do.
Or more than one. I'm not really clear on what that is. We'll find out about it. Plus, a pig fight going on in New York that Bonnie wanted to tell us about. We'll get into that. And your calls and thoughts are welcome. Speaking of pigs, we got more news about the Ukrainian politicians and Russian politicians. Apparently, Russian government is announcing they have an it's Ukrainian sources announcing that they believe the Russian government is planning to reappoint former President Viktor Yanukovych, who was ousted. The same guy that the CIA ousted, apparently, allegedly, in 2014. They're saying now that they expect him to be reinstated once the Russians are able to successfully take over.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so we'll see how
that's
that...
A weird switch up I didn't think was going to happen. I thought that Russia just wanted to make Ukraine Russia again.
Well, that's not what Putin has said.
Oh, well.
He can't believe politicians, but...
Well, of course, he started off saying he was just defending those two regions in the east, but now he's in Kyiv, so yeah. I don't really know how to believe what he says.
It looks like, it's certainly not unbelievable that a regime change could be in the cards in Ukraine. If they force a regime change in 2014, we shouldn't be surprised that another outside entity is going to force another regime change.
Is Zelensky going to prolong the war, just saying, no, I want to be in power? Is he going to let the his soldiers not die over this and just give up the power to the person who was elected before by them?
Great question. Time will tell, and we will certainly keep an eye on it as the situation is here. But let's go to your phone calls. Major Payne calling from Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, you guys are intriguing me with what's next to come. Imagine that. There's going to be a hog wallow in New York. What do they holler? What do they holler at feeding time? Sewage!
Ew. This is upstate New York, yeah. I think. I don't think it's New York City.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
That's nicer there, I hear.
No city hog.
It seems to be still, you know, crazy government people, though, because it's like the code enforcers or something like that.
So what's up, Major?
Oh, yeah. You can't let your rooster crow before midnight, right? I got a couple thoughts. One, there was a guy called earlier that was picking on Sarah a couple days ago. And then I had a thought about what we were talking about earlier about your phone problems. But anyway, I think the guy's name was Vince or something. He was from down south. I think it was Nolens.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, he says he was talking about the chronic callers. And he has to understand, chronic is just fine if it was raised properly and cured properly. But in order to be enjoyed properly, your paperwork has to be in order.
At least in Michigan. I don't know if you can do that in New Orleans.
Well, probably not. No, probably not.
But they're still going to send you to prison.
There's a lot of backwater by you. I reckon you can do what you want to do.
That may be so, but Louisiana is one of the worst places to be if you get caught by the police for possession of marijuana. You will go to prison.
I've heard that.
Yeah, I know. It's Mexico with water and catfish. New Mexico with water and catfish.
All right, Major. Anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
Yeah. We were talking. I was called in earlier. I was telling you about your phone anomalies, and I've been reported to me that we're going to be in for an insurmountable amount of solar flares. And I was sitting in the house the other day, I think it was 2-3 days ago, and it was real cloudy. And I noticed a flash out of the corner of my eye. I think we had one. And then things were stupid there for a minute.
Can you actually see a solar flare when it happens?
I don't know. I mean, I've been alive more than 60 years, and I wonder if the cloud cover just...
I don't think that's how
it
works.
You know what I mean?
What do you mean that things were stupid there for a little while? It like stunned you?
Well, it just seemed like everything went retarded. Your phone line started blipping out and fogging.
Solar flares they can cause some sort of havoc on electronic communications.
They'll take out satellites and whatnot.
Maybe you saw a UFO.
I don't think they take out satellites, but what they can do is they can interfere, I think, with the satellite transmissions for a temporary amount of time. But again, I'm not a satellite technician, so I can't say for sure how all that works. Thank you, Major, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. One of the things for sure is nothing we can do about it. If the sun wants to get all crazy, then we will either suffer through it or not survive.
For sure, one thing we cannot control.
Right. So therefore, we go on with some of the other things we can't control, like what the governments of the Ukraine and the Russian governments might be doing. They're talking about possibly putting in what an advisor to the Ukrainian president's office says is a political corpse, this Yanukovych, the guy that was the president of Ukraine and ousted apparently not once but twice. He was ousted in 2004 and then ousted again in 2014.
Officially ousted him? Is it just everybody knows it was the CIA, or is it we know, but it's not official, and nobody, we know, but we don't know for sure, or whatever. Like, I want to know this article saying that he was ousted, who are they blaming for ousting him? The CIA?
It doesn't say.
How come nobody says?
Well,
except nobody. Nobody tells the truth.
We're not there, so, and we didn't pay close attention. At least I can't speak for you guys, but I didn't even know anything about the Donetsk and Luhansk regions of Ukraine declaring independence in 2014 and the CIA allegedly flipping the government in a coup. So usually the way it works is the CIA funds whoever it is that's on the ground that is the opposition. They don't just go in directly, right? They don't go and do the dirty work directly. They have their people who they give money and weapons to and encouragement, and then they go and they do it. So whoever it was, you know, they threw this guy out of office and they put the other guy in,
with the CIA with a wink and a nod.
Yeah, and now it may be reversed. So that's what, again, this is actually RT. Once again, the Russian media is reporting on what Ukrainian sources are saying. So this isn't actually coming from the Russian government. This isn't the Kremlin saying they plan to put this guy in. This is just a rumor in Ukraine. So RT is reporting on a Ukrainian quote-unquote sources.
Wow.
So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see how that pans out. They're citing the Ukrainska Pravda as their report on Wednesday. I don't know if they roll their R's in
I'm laughing at you.
In Ukraine.
Sounded good, though. It sounded good.
You just make up accents anytime you pronounce anything foreign.
It's my show. I can do it whatever I want. So let's get into something a little bit different. Nikki, you've got the National Park Conspiracy. What are you going to tell us about here tonight?
So It's been a thing for a while that people have gone missing in various different national parks around the world. In Texas,
They're huge.
Utah. Yeah, exactly. They're, but you know, thousands of acres.
In unexplainable types of ways. Like, oh, where did my kid go who was just right behind me 1 second ago, and then he ended up on top of a mountain? Mm. Things
really?
Like that get
See, Bonnie already knows.
A lot. Okay. Yeah, I know.
So Dennis Lloyd Martin was a little less than a week away from his 7th birthday when he went missing in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park, and that's in Tennessee. The year was 1969, and the boy had been on a camping trip with his family when he vanished into thin air. It's said that Martin and other children at the campsite had hidden in the bushes off a path nearby to try and jump out at their parents in an attempt to scare them. All the children jumped out from their hiding places except for Martin. Martin's father ran along 2 miles of the trail Martin had hidden off of, searching for the boy and yelling his name, but there was no trace left behind. Martin's search holds the record for the largest search party in history of the national park. For more than 2 weeks, nearly 1,500 people were desperately looking for the little boy. But there was never any luck finding him or anything that could explain what happened to him, besides a shoe and a sock.
And where was this? Which park was it?
Tennessee, at the Great Smoky Mountains.
Tennessee. We're going to continue with the story, and he's never shown up since.
Nope.
Could be aliens. Could be just a standard abduction.
Who knows?
Could be a runaway. More coming up here. You can share your thoughts on free time.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can join the show here if you want. You can bring up anything on your mind. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Bonnie.
And Nikki.
We are talking about weird, mysterious disappearances in national parks. That's what Nikki brought in. We're going to continue with that discussion. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, though, about whatever's on your mind. Again, the number is 603-283-6160. What started this conversation was a case from the 60s, apparently.
Yep, where 69.
Seven-year-old boy went missing while he was in some national park in Tennessee, right?
Smoky yes. Mountains.
And they never found him?
Never. Just a sock.
And that's not the only story. There are other
stories.
Yeah,
there's a lot of stories, not just from this national park, but all over the country.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, people do go missing, right? Is it true that people go missing more from national parks than other parts of the country?
I really wouldn't be able to say, but there's a lot of conspiracy theories that be some weird stuff going on in the national parks that the government hasn't been completely honest about or doesn't want us to know about.
This is the most obvious thing about it to me. The government has blocked off these places and says that some of this is inaccessible to you plebs, mm-hmm. and this is ours. Just this whole area, you can have the rest of Utah, the other 4% of Utah, you know, mm-hmm. Or whatever, wherever it is. But
you used to live there.
All I'm saying is, if there's something special about those areas, the government's got them all, you know? Like, they can close them if they don't want people going there in the middle of the night. They can.
And some of them are literally hundreds of thousands of acres. Mm. They're huge.
I don't know if there's anything special about unoccupied government land.
Well, you don't know about maybe things that the government doesn't want us to know about, like portals and stuff.
What kind of portals?
Well, a lot of these little kids that go missing, I don't know if there's anything about this in the article you're talking about, so you can stop me if you want to like continue reading, but a lot of the kids, they'll come back and they'll be like, I was with fairies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was in fairyland.
This article doesn't go into that, but I've heard a lot of theories like that.
And they'll have like similar stories.
Yeah, and don't even get me started on Antarctica. Maybe next week I'll bring in a conspiracy theory article on Antarctica.
Okay, but I mean, you're talking about little kids. Has an adult come back and said that they were with a fairy?
I don't know about that, but for one thing, adults have already learned this is reality, and reality is solid, and their brains don't have the capacity to do a lot of things that kids' brains do.
I've heard of a lot of ones involving adults, involving kind of more like Bigfoot theories, which is...
I've heard of alien abductions.
Thanks to Matt, I hear a lot of Bigfoot and alien stories, but a lot of, you know... well-known, you know, these people were working, you know, high-up jobs, you know, well-respected people, maybe in the military or whatever, and they just have these crazy experiences that cannot be explained. And a lot of people are so embarrassed they won't even come out. They anonymously write to these shows because the stuff that happened, like, nobody would believe them.
And a lot of them happen on national parks, but also, I've learned this from Matt, a lot of the Bigfoot sightings happen near nuclear plants.
Weird. I did not know that. Let's go to your calls and thoughts. Jimmy's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey. Hey, you know, I just wanted to say about the missing kids. There's definitely a lot of, you know, these stories, and they're just horrifying.
Yeah.
But, you know, to the hikers, the campers out there, the hunters, too, right, don't take your eyes off your kids in the woods, because these stories are getting kind of creepy. The numbers they use. And Nikki, I think what you're referring to is the missing 411 phenomena, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a whole, there's a book written about it where it's like compilation of a bunch of different stories. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what you're referring to.
What's the phenomena, Jimmy?
Yeah, it's just the fact that these people are missing. And, they use search dogs. They use teams of people. They don't find anything. A lot of times with the scent dogs, they'll lose a scent at the top of a mountain or on a hill, and it doesn't make any sense. You'd expect that at a roadway where a kid got in a car, but that's not the case. I mean, how do you lose a scent on the side of a mountain? It's kind of...
And, you know, a little kid's not going to be able to climb up up a mountain. And why would they do that? Why would a little kid
why
be like,
they?
Yeah, my family
I mean,
is over
you,
here.
Hold on. There's a difference between climbing, like, a rock face.
Yeah,
that
well, that's what we're
up.
Talking about. It's like things that an adult couldn't climb up.
But
and
anyone
even if
can
for
climb up
reason,
Mount Monadnock here. I mean, as long as you're not crippled, you can climb up Mount Monadnock.
But I'm not talking about Mount Monadnock.
Okay.
I'm talking about literally, like, cliffs and stuff that wouldn't be accessible unless maybe you took hours. And why would a little kid, I'm sorry,
yeah, no little
a little kid isn't...
Do that.
Well,
yeah.
They're not going to do that because of the physical endurance, but they're also not going to be like, my parents are over there, but I want to go climb up this mountain all by myself. Like, what little kid does that?
It's natural to be inquisitive, but to a certain extent, right? Like, a kid's not going to go all the way to the top of the mountain. It just doesn't seem very likely. Mm-hmm. And what's the strangest part is they vanish without a trace. Like, the footprints just stop somewhere, or there are no footprints, and it's just like this one where there was just a shoe and a sock left.
So what do you think, Jimmy? Is this aliens? Because that seems to be the best explanation to me. I mean, I don't know if I believe that humans have the technology to just warp somebody off the mountain, off a mountaintop somewhere.
Yeah, and you hear a couple of the stories and you start thinking, all right, well, are there communities of homeless people out there that have just adapted to the outdoors, right? And then you hear about some of the crazier stories and you start thinking Bigfoot and monsters. I think Nephilim is a good candidate if you're into the...
I've heard that name. What is a Nephilim?
A Nephilim is a part human, part fallen angel giant, and that's why I don't think it could be them. I think they're all gone. Like, they're giant. Don't you agree,
yeah,
Jimmy?
There's one story about, I think they were campers on the side of a lake in the 70s, maybe, and they heard noises on the other side of the lake. They trapped themselves into the trunk of a tree, and they were just scared to death. They recorded some of the audio and took it to a University of Electrical Engineering, and they analyzed the sound waves and the amplitude and the recording and determined that the creatures were about 8 feet tall.
That's creepy.
So I think that's a good candidate for Nephilim, the height, because Nephilim in Hebrew means giant.
I don't know. I just don't think that they're so... Maybe Bigfoot is Nephilim.
They could be 8 foot tall, right? I don't think that's out of the question for a Sasquatch to be 8 foot tall.
But is the idea that they took these kids to their Nephilim camp or their Bigfoot camp? And
they're multidimensional, so they could just grab a kid and teleport.
Now, that one I've never heard before.
It is a theory that Bigfoot
is multidimensional.
Yeah.
Okay. We're getting way deeper than I've ever heard. Like, you know, the old Bigfoot story.
This is
story
just the tip of the iceberg, yeah, too. There is so much more to this.
Like, the only thing I've ever heard about Bigfoot is just big beasts that are, you know, living in the woods or whatever. You're saying they can shift dimensions now?
Could be a possibility.
There's this man who worked on nuclear power plants or whatever. I think he's in the military. And Matt told me the story. I'll shorten the story, but basically he saw Bigfoot and he was so scared that Bigfoot ran towards him and he was running away from it. And when he got to his car, his phone had all these text messages that said, "Welcome to Australia, welcome to the United States, welcome to England." It was so weird, like something that wouldn't happen if you visited the United States. It was just a weird thing his phone did. And it was like a day later and his son had been looking for him. And all that happened in his experience was him running away from Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. I think maybe he passed out or something. I don't remember, but
I remember Matt told me that story at one point. It was pretty interesting. Yeah,
and he was missing one shoe and one sock, but on different feet. So he was wearing his left sock without a shoe, and then his right foot had no sock, but it had a shoe.
Time was missing, right? He was missing time.
Yeah.
So the suggestion was that he had somehow shifted planes to those other locations and just didn't
remember.
And
when he tried to call whatever it was, let's say TJ Mobile, or T-Mobile, sorry, it was T-Mobile, he tried to call them and ask why it would happen, and he got really, gaslit about it, and then all the messages got deleted from his phone.
Jimmy, any other thoughts you want to share? Go ahead.
Yeah, if you're going hiking, just make sure you plan a route. Bring a map, tell somebody that you know where you're going, what your route is, and keep your head in a swivel.
There you go. Thanks, Jimmy, for the call tonight.
Solid
appreciate
advice.
It. The number here is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Yeah, my family and me, we read about those missing cell 411 stuff a lot. Well, we used to when we first heard about it. And whenever we go to a national park, we'll literally not let Bailey and Jacob, the littlest ones, not be holding someone's hand. Mm. It's just too scary.
You can join us here. Hour number 3 is on the way. Coming up, the pig fight in New York. What's going on with a man who has a emotional support pig? At least that's what he says, right? And the state doesn't want that to be the case. I'm trying to break him up.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.